Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's springtime here in New England, and things are starting to bud and try to grow. We're in a cold snap again, but very hopeful that that'll end soon. I haven't been here in a couple of weeks. Sorry I've missed the opportunity to connect with you. We've had some issues going on the home front here, and just to share with everyone a little bit of personal, on a personal level, our precious little princess of almost 14 years, our little Cocker Spaniel, is becoming ill and has been presenting us with some physical challenges, and the prognosis is not very good for her, so we're just giving her the best quality of life we can right now and enjoying every last minute we have with her. And I'm open to asking and receiving all positive healing energy and support for us and her during this time. So I thank all those that have already been sending and sharing their generosity of positive energy with us. It's really helped a lot through this time. Well, I always start messages off by letting everyone know that I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death type prediction. I believe by working with Spirit in the light, there is no darkness, and that's how I ask Spirit to work with me to be able to share messages with you. I connect with Spirit with all my senses. I say I use all six senses. So there's times where I'm not always able to correctly interpret the information that I'm being given by Spirit, because I can only interpret it through my life experience. And my life experience doesn't match anyone else's. They're similar, but they don't match. So when I'm trying to interpret what I'm receiving, there's times I will misinterpret it. So I will share oftentimes exactly what I'm receiving, and whether it connects with me or not, it's meant to connect with you, and that's what's most important. Now, I do have quite a few callers on the line today, so I want to make sure to get through to as many calls as I can. If I'm not able to connect with you and you really would like to connect with Spirit, please check out my website. I have a really friendly website there for all. There's offerings for every comfort level. And that video series that I offer, it really does help you connect with your intuition and the guidance that we all receive from Spirit. It gives us a way of recognizing it, and by recognizing it and playing with it some, I like to always have fun, we gain trust in knowing that what we're receiving is pure, true guidance and always meant for our best and highest good. But we're human, and in an experience of being human, we like to have proof and like to know that, you know, it's very hard sometimes to have trust in something that is abstract. So check that out. It really will give you some tools to help you be able to start recognizing how you are receiving guidance already yourself directly, and help you to recognize it. And by recognizing it, you'll gain more trust in it. My first caller is from area code 313, and the last two numbers of your phone number are 24. Hi, thank you so much for calling
me
today.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank
you
for asking it.
That's good. My name's Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi. Yes, I got a quick question. I was wondering, do you see any type of contact from a guy named Sam, and how is he feeling about me? Because we got into a conversation 2 weeks ago, and I just decided to call him the following week after, and he told me not to call him anymore. So do you see, do you feel like his answer is, are he content with his answer?
Well, you know, I feel as if... Absolutely. Thank you for allowing me to share messages with you.
You're welcome.
I feel immediately what I'm receiving is this, boy, is he a stubborn soul.
Yes,
I like to equate stubborn with passion, though. I just have to say that because, very stubborn, very,
mm-hmm.
Very difficult for him to retract.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Retract things.
Yes.
Once it's out there, he's not one that is one to apologize. I do feel his energy softening over time to being more receptive to connecting, but I think it's going to take a little while with him because he's just so stubborn that, you know, you could be, he could be, you know, a train could be coming at him. He could be standing on a track, and if someone tells him if he doesn't move, he's going to get hit. He's going to stand there to prove
mm-hmm.
them wrong, even though he gets hit by the train. It's so funny the
right.
way Spirit gives me these scenarios to give. But if somebody didn't tell him that and he was standing there, he would get off the track in time. So by giving him some time to, like, work it through within himself, I think he'll soften up some.
Okay.
And be more receptive to connection. But I really feel he's going to need some time because I can say that what I'm feeling is that he is not in the right in this situation. And he is not going to ever be able to admit that, acknowledge that. And when there is able to be a reconnection between you two, even in a conversation, he's not going to even want to acknowledge it. It's going to be like, you know, like never even, you know, it's done over whatever, you know, because he's not one that it's a very strong word. He's not one that retracts. He won't take back, you know, things that he says. He even though he can feel that he's not right in saying them later, he's not one that's going to take
mm-hmm.
it back. He works that out within himself. And what he does really, Sheryl, is I feel that he tries to avoid it from happening again. Do you know what I mean? It's like he won't apologize for what he did, but he'll try not to let it get to that again with him, with anyone else or that person. Do you know? So I do feel that he will eventually, the word I'm getting from Spirit is he will soften, but he's not ever going to, you know, he's not going to say, I was wrong. I'm so sorry. Let's, you know, get back together.
So
it's going to be over some. Pardon?
So he lost his feelings? With
no,
him?
He hasn't lost
so he
feelings, but he's so dead set in being right. It's like he is set in being
mm-hmm.
right, you know? And even when he's in the knowing that what he did was not necessarily right or what he said wasn't right or how he's acting isn't
mm-hmm.
right, he's not one that's going to just undo it right away. It's going to take him a while to come around, and then he's going to not even want to acknowledge it. He's just going to want to move forward. You know, he don't want to mull over what happened.
I haven't heard
because
from him.
I think it's going to be where it's going to be some time, and then it's going to be more of you know, you just checking in to see how he's doing, and then he'll be a little softer. But I would give him at least a couple more weeks because he's really, you know, he is like cement when it comes to budging him. You know, he's really
it is.
He's got to come within that knowing within himself, and I think you've seen that in other dealings with others as well with him. It's kind of like you know what to expect from him in this. Because how he's been with others,
right.
But he will soften. He will soften over some time. All right.
Okay. Thank
well,
you,
good
Donna.
Luck with,
thank
good
you,
luck.
Parker.
Thank you.
Thank you so
blessings
much.
Blessings always.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful evening.
Same to you, sweetie. And I hope
Take
everything's be well with your animal.
Thank you. Yes, we've been blessed with many happy years with her, and we're going to give her the best we can. Thank you.
Okay, and I send my blessings to you and her. You're welcome.
Blessings
have a great
always.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, my next caller is from area code 805, and the last two numbers are 79. Thank you so much for calling in today. Hi, what's your first name? Thanks for calling in today. Area code 805. Last two numbers are 79 on your phone. I think I've unmuted the line.
Perfect.
Hello? All right, I'm going to go on to the next caller. Okay. This is area code 207, and the last two numbers are 03 in your phone number. Thank you so much for calling in today. What's your first name?
My name is Rolina.
Hi, Rolina. Thank you for taking the time to call in tonight.
Thank you. This is work-related, and I'm a school bus driver, and we have what's called a shop steward. We have some things going on with our transportation director. I'm feeling I've been there for 4 years, and I've just been constantly having problems with him. Not just me, but I'm going to talk about myself, and I'm just wondering if he's going to try to work with us and or try to make sure that I get the hours that I deserve working there.
I have to say that I'm not feeling real positive energy around him. He's definitely not into working with people. He's working with numbers, with it's like he's more interested in, this is what I'm feeling around this situation, in impressing those, and I have to say saving a buck. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it's like I'm hearing he's into saving a buck. And it's as if, how do I want to say this?
Well, we have a higher up, and it seems like the two of them, it feels like the two of them are in cahoots. And it's kind of like our only saving grace is the new superintendent that came on board.
Yeah. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to, like, you know, impress those above by like, not worried about those that are working for them. Let's put it, do you know what I mean? It's almost like they want to show that they can make it look good, and to hell with who it's going to affect is the way I have to say this.
Right.
And I just, yeah, that's how I do readings. I just have to give you the way I'm getting it. It's like they're saying, to hell with the workers. We're going to make it look good so that the bosses are impressed with us. But I feel as if the superintendent doesn't have the full picture. You know, their bosses don't have the full picture as to how it can be workable and everybody can be happy. It's like it can be a win-win if they would just open up to suggestions. But they're like bulls in a china shop, I want to say, is the way the phrase that's coming is.
Well,
like they're just.
Well, it's almost like it's his way or no way.
Right.
And it's like, well, you're not going to tell me what to do.
Right.
You know,
and so get out of my way if you don't like it. And that's where the bull in the china shop thing is coming through, where they're just going to push people off. And I just have to say that I'm not feeling. I just don't feel that the superintendent has all the information and how disgruntled, because it's not only you. It's like, that's why I'm saying if they would just listen to suggestions, that's the way I feel. It's like you guys could all work it out amongst yourselves, and you would have the schedules you wanted, and they would have what they wanted. It would look good for the boss, you know. So, but they're just not doing that. They're just thinking that they know everything and they can do it, and they can do it their way, and it's all going to be fine. But it's not, because they are going to lose some people that way with the way they're being mistreated. I have to use mistreated. It's like definitely mistreated.
Right. Well, but it's true. And I'm hoping, okay, I'm praying that because we're going to push this. and we're going to push it to
Yeah, you have to get to the superintendent. Yep, you have to get above the people that you're working with, and that's the way I want to say Spirit's sending the message, because it's as if he's not aware of how disgruntled, what conflict they're causing with everybody that's actually the backbone to the company. Do you know what I mean? It's like the people that are providing the service.
It's kind of like these guys are trying to hide what they're all about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's not, and the superintendent has no knowledge of it. So you got to get up to that level for them to you know, basically be exposed. And really, the way I'm receiving it, I really am receiving from Spirit that it can all work out and it can be a win-win. Like everybody can get schedules that are appealing to them, which will keep the good people there and not have a turnover, but also give them the numbers that they're needing to strive for. Because I feel it's a numbers thing. I keep getting numbers, like they have to make the numbers look good, and to hell with what anybody else says, whether it be hours, money, which equals the same really. But it's, you know, it's like, yeah, you have to bring the concern up. And I feel as if with the amount of people that it's affecting, that the impact will be positive, that, you know, by getting through that, those levels of those that are they're just like, it's like just,
well,
you
know, and I felt this to be true, and I was, you know, and I wanted to go forward, but I'm tired of always, I feel like I'm getting the short end of the deal.
Right,
and it's difficult,
but always, I always encourage everyone I talk to, trust that inner knowing, that instinct, because it's that first thing that we get that really is for our best and highest good. The Spirit gives it to all of us all the time. It's just we're human, and we do that immediate talk over. Well, I don't want to go to the superintendent. I want to do this, and you know, if I do this, what if they get mad, and then they target me? You know,
there's all kinds of stuff that go on. Yeah.
But that inner knowing of what's right is really what's best to follow through with, and it gives you the inner peace of knowing. And you know, I just don't feel like you're the only one. I just don't feel like you're the only
I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one, but my shop steward, she did a grievance on my part and somebody else's part, which we didn't know about, which was fine. But now I've got to the point where, you know what, I'm so tired of dealing with this stuff. You know, I want this to go forward. I want to deal with this for everybody, everyone that's concerned, because we've had it. Everybody has had it. Because these guys, I definitely feel,
and I feel as if there's some that will seriously leave, and that would be a great loss to the company as well as the children that you service. So I just feel that really Spirit's guiding you to follow through with, you know, going above it, because I just don't feel that he's informed as to how much conflict there is going on. And I feel that once that comes into the light, that there will be some actions that will make it a better situation, far better than it is now.
Okay. I'm going to also get one of your readings. I looked on site. But I'm going to let you go so you can get to other people.
Great. Thank you. And I look forward to connecting with you again. Beautiful. I really look forward to connecting with you. Blessings.
Thank you so much. All right.
Blessings
bye-bye.
Always. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's very difficult sometimes for us to follow that inner knowing, that those the guidance that we do receive from Spirit. It's often very simple, but it's often the most difficult to do. But it is always for our best and highest good. My next caller is from area code 785, and the last two numbers are 89 in your phone number. Thank you so much for calling in today. Let me see if I can. Yep, I hit the button right. Thanks for calling in today.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. What's your first name?
Carissa.
Hi, Carissa. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Did you have a question? Did you have a question for Spirit?
Yeah, I do. I recently went through, I guess you could call it like a traumatic event, but definitely life-changing. And I know that I need to, like, get myself back together. But I also feel like I might need to reach out to some people, and I wasn't really sure when I should. I mean, I know I should, but when? I'm a very impatient person.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yep. No, I can feel the pain and the anticipation, and it's almost the way I'm going to give you what I receive. It doesn't always make sense to me, but I'm sure it'll connect with you. It's almost like you just want to rip the Band-Aid off. You just want to get it done and over with and have it done so that everybody can feel better and that the healing can move forward for all involved. I do feel there still needs to be a little bit more time to just really get more, I want to say, I'm hearing the word centered. Centered within your being, your knowing, your essence, so that you're in balance. Because I just feel that you're to the left and to the right, and then quick back to the right, and then to the left. And it seems to be a little erratic, so still, but getting better. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm sure people describe me as erratic all the time.
Okay. But what I want to say is it's getting better. It's slowing down. So I feel the way when you ask time, spirit doesn't always do time, but I did hear 2 weeks. I don't know if that makes sense to you. But in about 2 weeks' time, I feel as if it would be more, I just want to say more level. You'll be more level where you're going to be able to connect with those that you feel that you really just need to have contact with. And is it amends? Because I'm hearing amends. It's almost like you want to make amends where you want to have an explanation. And that it's more, the way I want to say this, Clarissa, is it's more your need for it than their need to receive it. So just trust and know that a couple more weeks for you to get a little more centered, a little more balanced, is going to help you feel better about making the contact with them. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay, so you say that it's more me than them, really.
Kind of. It's you know, you just want to. Yeah, you mentioned with the impatience, and what I'm feeling is, and that's why I think Spirit brought it through. It's like you want to get it over with. You just want to get it done and get it over with so that it's done and over with. But that's not how you really want to do it. That's not how you're really feeling is the best approach. You're wanting to make sure that you do it properly and fully and are ready to do it, and that you don't. I hear, and she doesn't want to blow it. I don't know if that makes sense. The way it's coming through, it's like that came definitely right there. She doesn't want to blow it when you do make contact. So by giving yourself a couple more weeks to really get ready and get centered and be more balanced within yourself, it's going to make the them receiving it better for them as well. But if you were to rush into it, say, tomorrow, it would not be as good for you or for them. So just to give yourself a little bit more time to prepare yourself to be more able to present yourself the way you want to, the way it would be
okay.
best for them to receive you. Okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Because
it's being very
that.
Vague. Spirit's being very vague because I feel as if it's a very, you know, it's very much a heart-centered situation. And that it's very much still new and raw and fresh. And a little bit of time will help you to be more equipped and ready to present yourself in the way that will be best received by them, because that's what you really want. I mean, you want it to be good for them too, the contact that you're making, but you want it for you the most. You know, you just want to, like, it's like you want to get something off your chest, but they're not ready to take it yet in the way it would be presented right now.
Yeah.
But you'll figure out a better, more, I just want to say they're going to be able to receive it more after if you wait a little bit more time to prepare yourself.
Okay.
You'll have a better way to present
pretty much
it.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I have a tendency to just kind of try and shake people
And nothing wrong with that, because, you know, we mentioned it earlier with someone else where there's, you know, there's such passion around some of our parts of our essence that people can misinterpret it. You know, you say erratic, you know, we used that word earlier, but I just see that you're, you know, it's high energy. You just have a high energy. It's like you're, you know, you're four steps ahead of yourself than where you really are. And that's not a bad thing. You know, it's all our perception. And when we learn and see that it's all good, then yeah, it is good. Yeah. It may be different than somebody else, but it's still good.
Yeah, I definitely am facing not being able to communicate myself to others.
Yep, and that's why Spirit is going to, you know, asking for the guidance and the help over the next, you know, couple weeks will really give you inspiration, and it'll give you the guidance. And by trusting in what you're receiving when you're first asking a question, it's really important to do that. It's not that stuff that comes in real quick afterwards that convinces us or sways us away from what we originally received, because what we originally receive is what comes from Spirit. We can't, you know, we don't interrupt it. It comes through. It's gentle. It's quiet. It's subtle. It's the other stuff that's loud, persistent, and convincing and persuading and all that, and justifying even sometimes, you know, reasons why you can't do it. But it's us bringing our ego, our self into it. And more times than not, we look back and say, boy, I knew that. Hindsight is 20/20. And I knew I should have waited, or I knew I should have done this, or I shouldn't have done that. And it's all our knowing that Spirit, the guidance that we get from Spirit, and that we just don't always listen to, but we're not supposed to. We're humans.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, too.
Yeah, it is.
I'm looking back
on
like, oh my gosh, why did I do something? If my heart was crying out and hurting, why did I do that?
Right, right. Because we're human.
You know, why
and
didn't
it's okay.
I sit
and it's, you
and
know,
breathe.
Yeah, a lot of I know I've heard a lot of teachers and lecture. A lot of people say life lessons. I like to present it as life experiences. And as we experience, and I pull things out of all life, my life experience. Oprah used to say, when you know better, you do better. And once you know better, or sometimes it takes me 10 times, I have to tell you, I'll share that. I'm not afraid to say I'm just as human as everyone else is. Sometimes it takes me 10 times to get it, but eventually I catch on and go a different way if it's for my better good. But I'm human and I'm supposed to have these experiences. We all are, and we all learn from them. And those that we encounter along the way learn from us, and we learn from them, and it's all connected. So, each time we take a tumble, we learn to not go over that step again. Or we go over it again until we learn not to. And it's okay. We have to be kind to ourselves, because so often we're our worst enemies in our inner self-talk. And Spirit's always there to remind us that it's not true. Think about it. You'll know. You'll hear. It's that other stuff, the loud stuff, that's us. All right. Well, I wish you luck and stay in touch. If there's anything else I can share from Spirit with you on anything, and I know that it's all going to work out well, because I just feel as if, you know, the healing is really going to be ongoing for you, and it's going to continue. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much
for taking the call.
Thank
you. Blessings always. Well, I'm down to the last minute of the show, and I can't believe how fast the time goes by. I do also have a VIP group that, by signing up and viewing the videos, you're entitled to join. So if you'd like to join that, I do a monthly call there as well for just my VIP group. For any quick readings they need during the month. So if you'd be interested in connecting with me there, it'd be my honor. I thank you again for joining me today. And if you're not with me today and you're listening to this as a recording, please trust and know if any of the messages that you hear connect with you, they're meant for you. Spirit will align us with messages in all shapes and forms and manners if they're meant for us at that time. Blessings always. Have a great week. Thank you again for joining me.